Okay, the first item on our agenda is to approve the minutes from the previous meeting, if I could have a motion to that effect.
So moved, Mr. Chairman.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? If not, all signify by saying aye.
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 Motion carries.
Yeah, it was mental.
There's a lot of mental going on today. We need a little verbal. The second item is the approval of our agenda. I have one addition to the agenda, and that is to add at 1 o'clock Rob Hoschler from the Forest Service. We'll be having a discussion on wild and scenic rivers. If I could have a motion to approve the amended agenda.
So moved.
Moved.
Second.
Second. Any discussion? Any other additions? If not, all signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Okay, Billy, we have you up next. If you'd like to come on up and give us your reports.
All right. You guys got my activity report. We're just kind of carrying on. Laden, crushing. Really nothing out of the ordinary. Waste management did some fix those, had some maintenance on some of our monitors and got that done. Pretty much, I don't know if you guys have any questions on any activities.
You got blade tools going for, you said you hoping by the end of this.
Yeah, you know, right now it's kind of...
I know you had a guy out on surgery.
Just with trying to get everybody to use their vacation and get that done. So we're 4 or 5, and then we're back down to 3. You know, it just depends on how they're done. But, yeah, with everything else, you know, we're doing the tower. We got a lot of little projects going. So, and, you know, I've been down 8 and 9 guys. So we're with vacation and then, you know, got 2 guys on sick, and I'm still down some guys, and then guys was sick. You know, right now, like today, I had 3 blade crews going. So, but last week we had 4 going. So hopefully, Mike Adel should be back next week, so then we'll have 5 going. So, but
any other questions for Billy on Road and Bridge?
The only other thing I got is last week I met with Brian Jorgensen and out there on the old ryegrass road, which is by the old Taylor Ranch, and it cuts across. It's a county road, but it's like just limited maintenance. We blade it once a year. That's about all we do. Last year we did ditch it and spent a little time. We got caught up, kind of got the road shaped. There's no gravel or anything on it, so when it rains, it's really slimy, muddy. And there's a guy that's building it's SCR Wyoming. Abe's here. He knows a little bit about this. He's building a big cabin out there. It's 2 miles down that old ryegrass road. And they were asking if what we could do to where the road ain't so messy going in there. And I said, well, it's limited maintenance. You know, I do what I can, but it's not a priority. So if I have extra time, I try to get out there. So he asked if we would donate the pit run. I said all I'd put on it's pit run. We'd donate the pit run, he'd put it down. And I said I'd bring that to you, see if you guys, it's 2 miles, be about, I figured about 4,650 yards. And we could take it out of the cottonwood pit, but they'd lay it down. So it wouldn't be so muddy going that first 2 miles.
Mr. Chairman, Billy, would that start from the
right there
where the pavement starts?
Right past. No, it's You know, you go down where the old Taylor Ranch is,
yeah,
and you come around, and if you keep going, you end up over on Cottonwood, you know, the cut across road.
Yeah.
This is the old ryegrass where the pavement ends and comes, but this will be the other end on the Taylor Ranch side.
So south of the Taylor Ranch, between there and Cottonwood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it, where the, our road, you know, our main road and stuff is really, you know, we keep it gravel. This is the old ryegrass road, and it's basically just, we kept, you know, kept the easement through there now. And we blade it once a year because a lot of the ranchers take horse trailers across there and stuff. And Zach Roberts has a corrals out there and stuff. So, it, I mean, it's just kind of a, just natural road. I mean, so it gets real slick when it rains.
Mr. Chairman,
yes.
I don't have any problem with this, as long as the donated material stays on the county property.
Yeah. And
it's not,
they seem
up
really
somewhere on some private property. I think this is a,
he's doing, I think he wasn't sure. I think he was getting his material from COVID. He's got an agreement with the BLM, so he's doing 3/4 of a mile to his place. And so while he had crews there, he would just do, if we donate for our part of the road. And I said, I'd ask you guys.
So basically, he's going to be grading pit run on our road?
Yes.
He's going to be improving our road for...
Yeah.
Yeah.
For the
I just told
his
him,
pocket.
Yeah. I just told him there's, you know, no way I could get, you know, to it. And, you know, I just do a little bit each year, try to... And so he said if we donate the... You know,
and that's your recommendation?
I have no problem with it. I mean, he's hauling it.
And we've got plenty of pit runs.
I do. I have quite a bit pushed up in that pit, so it would be no big deal.
Mr. Chairman, Billy, this is a county road. It's just a secondary county
road.
Yeah,
it's an old road that when we did that new cut-across road and that long time ago, we've always kept the easement. And it's like, like I said, all we've done is bladed it like once a year.
Okay.
And it's, but a lot of hunters use it, a lot of ranchers. Zach uses it a lot. But it is what it is. I mean, it's basically like just driving down a two-track because it's just natural material. We haven't put no gravel or anything on it.
We're not making a new county road.
It's
another county road.
It's got a county number.
Okay.
They're just doing the work for
sure.
Us.
Sure. I understand.
Yeah. So I said I'd bring it up to you. Seems like really nice people.
Any opposing views or concerns?
No, I'm thinking that if it helps what I think it's going to help, it'll be a positive thing.
Yeah, well, it'll definitely be positive. Yeah.
Yeah, I've been in the brush on that road.
Yeah.
Because you forget, you're going 50 or 60, and then all of a sudden it's wet, and you're out in the brush.
Yeah, there
yes.
you go.
So if that's your recommendation, you have no problem with the material. I don't think the commissioners have any problem with the project.
Yeah, no, I think it's a win-win.
And just one thing, just for explanation, you and I have already talked about it, but could you explain to the other commissioners the situation with the MAG for the Forest Service on the lower?
Every year, since they tore up the, when they grinded up the pavement, we've helped them with the, we don't do it, but we pay for the MAG and the roller. And they rent the roller normally from wherever they can get one. And we get the bill and we pay that. And then the company supplies us normally comes sprays it. Well, they were busy and they couldn't spray it this year. So the Forest Service contacted me and asked if we could spray it. So I asked Doc if we could spray it. And he just took they had enough money for about 4,200 gallons, which was enough to do that road. So what we did is they paid Dustbusters, where we get our MAG water, $4,200. I magged the road out of our tank, and then they they brought the material to us and refilled our tank.
So they just reimbursed us the 4,200 gallons for the bag.
And we sprayed it for them. So that was, normally we don't spray it, but since they were busy and they already bladed it and they were kind of, we did it this year.
And it was one of those things you had short notice we needed in 2 days?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Okay. This just goes in to the lower boat dock. It didn't go all the way through to the town.
No, just water right there. Past where you go, Lakeside Lodge, right down to the water facility.
Yeah.
To the, that's the only other thing, and this is about metal arc, about the subdivision contacted Mark and Eric, and they were wanting to know if they could have all the old pipes that we dug up out, and most of them are...
They're an old spiral pipe, and they're half full,
they're
of,
full of
material.
And them spiral pipes, normally when you're trying to get the dirt out of them, they come apart on you, they unwind, but they're going to have a lot of work.
Yeah, they're not in the best shape. A lot of lands are messed up.
Are they going to take all of them? Or just pick two of them?
Mark told me they would take all of them. And what they're wanting to do is try to get what they can and then fix all their other roads where they need pipes off of the nice new paved road's going to be. So I said I would ask.
If they'll take the whole bunch, that'll save us hauling them to the landfill, right?
Exactly.
Yep.
The key is, will they take the whole bunch?
That's they said they would. Mark
said. Yeah, we can just make it an all or none deal.
That'd be all right.
And I'd like to think that they stay on that subdivision.
Yeah.
They're not going outside.
Yep.
Right.
Sorry, yeah.
That's fair.
I have to say it. Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Yeah, me too. I think those spiral pipes, somebody wants them, they go. Get
yeah.
Bad
idea.
So I guess we're good there.
Yeah, we're good there. Really, all we got to see up.
Yeah, I'll just give you a project update on Metal Arc. We got into the realignment off the highway. We got into some clays. They couldn't compact it. It just kept rolling, so we had to change our plan.
All that out.
Yep, dig it out, put some fabric, and put some pit run in since it's going to be pavement on it. Just get it done right. It'll all fit under the force account, but we'll be climbing right up against it, but we should still be okay. And then they're working on putting the topsoil back. They got about a quarter mile of pit run left to do up top, and then they'll start hauling crush base, getting ready to pave. So a little bit of a monkey wrench thrown in with that approach being so bad, but we got it fixed. They're just about done backfilling it, so it'll be back on schedule pretty fast.
Good.
So and then go ahead.
Are we doing Iroquois all the way to the top of the hill? Or where does
and a little bit past to where we're putting that new parking area in at Shoshone.
Okay.
That's where the county road ends, and that's where we end our paving.
I just had never been clear to the end of that.
Yep. Nope, that's fair. And then I have the, in waste management, I got the south lysimeter plans ready to go to DEQ. So we'll get their review, and then we'll send it out to local contractors to get their numbers and get that installed either this fall or early next year. And HDR is working on their end of the big permit, and we're inching our way closer to getting that submitted to DEQ. So, and we're going to survey everything this week because the annual report's due this month. So I'll be able to figure out how much life we got left in all the cells and kind of give us a head start on when we're going to have to plan for putting the new line cell in and the leachate collection systems and all the fun stuff. But I should have that answer for you later this month or early in August, so we can start thinking ahead.
Yeah, and I know you'll be glad to get that approved, like we will.
Yep.
Yeah. No.
And Mr. Chairman, I have a question. The water situation down there. So I'm seeing is there some broken lines or broken mains or something going in down there? Does the road have anything to do with that?
No, that would be the water project that Jorgensen's doing up on top. Though they put their lines across our road, and there wasn't any issues there. So,
where are we with Trapper's Point? Is that all permitted, and we're moving forward?
They're working on it. I know they're jumping through all the hoops that the BLM's putting them through, but
they're working on
Yep. Volchek's getting his report done and all that good stuff. So I know it's getting, it's working its way through the BLM. That's where it's at now.
And that's about a one-day project, isn't it?
No. Well, we'll see what can make one day at a time.
Yep. Yep.
One day before the other.
Kind of depends on the BLM there.
Yep.
Did you ask the BLM any about that this morning? I didn't think about
it. But I'll see him again at 4.
That's all I got.
That's all we got. All right. Thanks for now.
You bet.
Okay.
Thanks, guys.
About waste management. Billy
didn't have anything on it.
They were just talking about the DEQ.
The lysimeter?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess yeah. So Lori's here. We're ahead of schedule. If you'd like to come up, Lori. We can stay ahead of schedule. That'd be good.
Carrie, do you have a cable that we can plug into your big screen? Or
sure.
Just get this out of your way.
Welcome aboard. We met last year. I've been wonderful.
Hi, Lori. How
ready
are you?
Great. Ready for this beautiful sunny weather between these rocks that come out of the sky. Yeah. Nice to see you again, too. Let's see. So, thank you again for having me.
Did you see it?
Yeah. I was prepared to present to all of you a couple weeks ago and didn't make it to Marble Town. So, I dropped off a packet yesterday. If we'll go to that third page, that's really what I want to focus on today. Thanks, Karen. Mm-hmm. Let's see here. Let's go on this side. Okay. All right. I'm Lori Joyner, Director for Big Brothers Big Sisters here in Sublette County. And the first thing I'd like to let you all know is that we went through a national rebranding of the Big Brothers Big Sisters brand. If you take a look at the little brochures you have, you'll see the big and the little up in the corner. And then take a look at the card, the business card. This is the new brand for Big Brothers Big Sisters. So I'm going to give you a little bit of a show here. Can everybody see that screen? Jump forward to the web, the Facebook page. Okay. Whoops. Sorry about that. Okay, Greater Wyoming Good Brothers Big Sisters of Sublette County has a Facebook page. And I've put the link on the handout. I think it's item 5 on your handout. And I invite all of you to go to that page just review, see what's happening in Sublette County with Big Brothers Big Sisters and other partners in our community, and that will give you an idea of all the fun things we're doing. Okay, let's get off of there. I don't want you. I'm going to scroll down quickly, but let me to show you. We recently had our first quarter activity with our bigs and littles. It's not going to let me scroll down. Okay. But if you'll take the time to scroll down, you'll see we had two littles enter the Peeps Coloring Contest at the Sublette County Library this year, and both of our littles won in their age categories for our quarterly activity. And pictures are on this Facebook homepage, or Facebook page, so I invite all of you to go to our page, scroll down, read through it, see what's happening here in Sublette County with all of our littles and bigs and those who are waiting to be matched, volunteers and kiddos across the county, Boulder, Pinedale, Big Piney, Marbleton. So great things are happening. So I invite you to go to the Facebook page and let's see. And then, would you come up and help me? I have a lot to show you folks today. Make sure you'll take that in. This will be the new sign that's, or a copy of the new sign that's going up on our building, on the summer building. It incorporates the new brand for Big Brothers Big Sisters. So this is our new sign. This is also the banner that we will be having in the Rendezvous Parade. So you'll see us in the parade. Last year was our first year in the parade. So thank you. So I just wanted to share those few things with all of you because we did go through the rebranding in October of 2018. So you'll be seeing some different signage around town throughout the county with the new brand replacing the old brand. February of 2019, this year, we went through a launch of a new information management system. Our old system was named AIM. That's where we tracked information as children were coming in and being enrolled in the program, bigs, littles, matching, all the case management that happens between the little, the big, and myself when I reach out to the little and the big to see how things are going. We launched a brand new information management system across America. So it's all across the national agents or organization. In May 2019, Big Brothers Big Sisters of Sublette County became a member of the Sublette County Prevention Coalition. We are a voting member, and Big Brothers Big Sisters is a first line of prevention education for elementary school children within Sublette County. Such education includes underage drinking and tobacco use, including vaping, gun safety, good touch, bad touch, reporting abuse and domestic violence, illegal use of prescription medications, etc. Many youth prevention programs target preteen and teens in middle and high school. Greater Wyoming Big Brothers Big Sisters is working with the Sublette County Prevention Coalition to partner with Sublette County School Districts 1 and 9 to bring age-appropriate prevention education to our elementary school children. And I'm talking fast because I thought I only had a little bit of time, so I can slow down if you want to ask questions. July 2019, Big Brothers Big Sisters of America revised the vision and mission statements of the organization. The new vision and mission statement emphasizes the potential of every child, not just those kiddos that are facing adversity, and how all of us are defenders of that potential. Healthy kids, healthy families create healthy communities. And so the vision statement now reads, all youth achieve their full potential, all youth, not just kids facing adversity, not just those children who are privileged, all of our youth. Because when they achieve or pursue their potential and we help them to do that, we create healthy communities. Communities that we can be proud of. Mission statement, build and support one-to-one relationships to ignite the biggest possible futures for our youth. Every child is different. Every child has different talents, different strengths, different abilities. We are here to ignite, inspire, and encourage the individuality of that child's potential to achieve their goals in life, to achieve happiness, to achieve all the things that they are entitled to because we live in such a wonderful country and we live in an incredible community, okay? As the video stated, potential is everywhere. It's all around us, in our children, in our teenagers, in our working professional families, in our senior communities. Potential is everywhere. However, there are kids who need help. They need a hero. They need somebody to mentor them, to spend time with them, to engage with them in playing board games, card games, you name it. Just that opportunity to engage with another adult that they can trust, that they can talk to, and that adult helps them to achieve their goals and their dreams. So we are here to defend that. As a community, as civic leaders, as community members, we are here to make sure our youth achieve their full potential. So that was the information I wanted to present to the board, and then I'm ready to answer questions. So what questions do you have for me?
You're currently still at two matches.
Three. And to be frank, I'm in the process of closing one of the matches. It's our oldest match. It's been our longest match that we've had here in Sublette County. And that is only because of lack of parent engagement. As a part of participating in our program, parents commit to communicate with the big brother, big sister. They also commit to communicating with the program manager, which is myself. Otherwise, it becomes a safety issue, safety liability. So I will be closing a match. But again, right now we have only two active matches. And in my letter to the commissioners, I reminded the commissioners that last year we started a discussion or conversation about considering some other numbers, data sets outside of matches. A match is the end result of all the work we do within our organization. I have kids who are waiting to be matched. I have volunteers who are waiting to be matched, but I can't necessarily just match those individuals to each other because I want to qualify for money. As a community member, and I take great pride in what I do for my community and for these kids, I base the match on personality, abilities, as far as interest, talents, availability of the child, the parent, the volunteer. There's a lot that goes into that dance that I do. So while we only have the two matches, that's not a good thing. That's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. That's indicative of a healthy community, and that the organization that I work for, we are here to complement and coexist with the other youth serving organizations of this community, namely Sublette County School District 1 and 9. We have incredible programs in this community. The children that come into Big Brothers Big Sisters program are those children that perhaps aren't interested in engaging in athletics, drama, music, after school programs, and I don't compete with those programs. BOCES has after school, the library has summer and after school. I don't go out and recruit those kiddos and take them away from those programs that they are already engaging in. I'm here to complement those programs, and those kids that, I don't like to use the term fit in with the other programs, but those kids whose families want something different, they want that one-on-one mentoring or that one-on-one attention, those are the individuals that come to me. Right now I have seven little brothers waiting to be matched, but I don't have seven big brothers to match them to. So those seven children are waiting and have been waiting for several months while I go out into the community and reach out to my community members and say, hey, I've got this kid, I think you would be great with this kid. Would you think about site-based mentoring, 1 hour a week, spending some time with this kid at the PAC, BOCES, or another site that's approved by the parent. I have three little sisters who are waiting to be matched. I have two high school big sisters who are ready to be matched to little sisters. However, those little sisters, or those big sisters, can't really deal with some of the things that the little sisters are dealing with. Those high school students are not equipped to some of the emotional challenges, adverse childhood experiences that those little sisters have experienced. So myself, as a community member, has the opportunity and the privilege to reach out to my community and engage those community members and match those community members and invite them to come in and apply to become big brothers or big sisters to match to these children. So in answer to your question, we only have two matches, but that's not bad. that is very good because it's indicative of a healthy community. We have other youth-serving organizations that are serving the needs of most of the children and youth in our community. But I'd say 5 to 7% of our youth are, they're not falling through the cracks because we're here to pick them up when they go.
So, Lori, you're not able to provide services to those that aren't matched, though. Is that correct?
No, we do provide services to those that aren't matched. We include those children, and we include the volunteers who are waiting to be matched in our quarterly activities. So, for example, I have a little brother who's been waiting to be matched. Because of our partnership with BOCES, I was able to reach out to that family, bring that family in, and say, okay, we have a donation from BOCES for a summer camp. We also have a donation from the camp owner. As the family, you know, your portion would be $100. I coordinate all of that so that this kiddo that's waiting to be matched still gets to engage in a community activity with a community partner, and I monitor that. I track that. I notate that conversation. So when you say services, maybe there needs to be a conversation about what services entail. So did that answer your question?
Yeah, and then you had indicated that that the board had responded that they would consider different numbers other than matched youth. What were you referencing to
we
them,
had,
the board, this board last year, this board previously?
I attended a couple of conversations, and whether you go back to the minutes or to the notes, I just have the notes where I had requested that, you know, the numbers that we present are produced by the previous database that we utilize, that the numbers that you were looking for were match numbers. You weren't considering enrollment numbers, you were of littles who were waiting to be matched, and you were not considering the volunteer application screening numbers, which, you know, when a volunteer comes in, it's a very rigorous, robust screening process. We do criminal background investigations. We do about 6 federal, state, and local databases. That's time intensive. So in answer to your question, I had presented, along with a conversation, we had Laura in on the conversation. She's our state grant writer. I had requested that the board consider the possibility of other numbers. And I don't remember which one of you had stated, well, if we could present, if you could do a report to show, you know, and I was all for that. So that's what I was referring to.
And this was last year, I guess?
Yeah. Okay. And it was in one of our 2 or 3 conversations when I came back fighting for money for this program. Mm-hmm. And so we'd have to look back at the minutes, or I'd have to pull my notes. But that was a conversation that was not addressed at that time because it was at the point where there was a possibility of funding Big Brothers Big Sisters request. And then I read in the newspaper that that was going to be withdrawn. And then I came to the general meeting, you know, beseeching the board to reconsider. And that's where we came up with the, okay, well, let's do this. We can do 3,000 per match up to 30,000. And I want to say sorry to you because I was very confident at that time that I could complete 10 matches. Mm-hmm. And I could have Dr. Burnett, but it would not have been in the best interest or health of these children who are waiting. I will not make a sloppy match. My matches are long-term. They are healthy matches. And I put a lot of time in making sure that this big is compatible with this little. And this family is going to benefit from this one-on-one mentoring engagement. So I apologize I didn't make the 10 matches, but I'm not sorry that I've taken the time for matching these littles who are waiting, recruiting really wonderful, upstanding, fine community members that can be matched to some of these children as they come in. But again, it's a dance. They're not going to all be matched. Not every volunteer I have waiting, of which I have 4 ready to be matched, can be matched to the 10 children that I have waiting to be matched because there's various issues. And without, you know, giving personal information that's protected, I invite any of you to come and visit the office, and I can give you those records individually because Suffolk County is a donor to our program. So did that answer your question?
Yes, it did. So
okay.
I guess the follow-up question would be, you are, I guess, suggesting to us that we look at other data or other pieces of information.
Yes, sir.
Other than the match, which would, I guess, give us a picture of just how much your services are being utilized.
Mm-hmm.
What data would that be specifically?
So before, when before I came on board, other than the previous directors reporting how many matches were made, I know that last year the data was how many matches were made, and we had that one match that had just been hanging on, and that's the one that I'm in the process of closing. We have various reports that we produce for various federal, state agencies and donors. When they ask for specific information, not everybody is funding our program based on matches. There may be other things that they're funding. So those children that are just right on the border of going into juvenile justice, or those kiddos that parents are incarcerated. So they look at those numbers. How many kids are you serving whose parents are incarcerated? Well, right now we have one child who's waiting to, well, actually two children who are waiting to be matched, who have fathers who are incarcerated in prison. And or how many children are you serving that have a physical disability or a mental developmental disability? We have three. So when I say numbers, we have reports that can produce those kind of numbers, but this board needs to determine what data set you would like to see, or what numbers you would like to see. Match numbers are just one of the data sets that we can produce nationally, statewide, and locally.
I understand that. I guess the point I'm getting to, we're late in the game in terms of budget, in terms of having the budget hearings, which I understand you couldn't come to, but we have our budget hearing scheduled for July 15th. And, you know, that seems to be a short time all of a sudden to be going through different data sets and groups to try to come up with, other than an idea of just going to fund it to a certain point. Last year we had that based on the match. You were optimistic that would give you. So, in your absence, when we talked about this during budget week, we had just assumed that we would continue for budgetary purposes,
okay,
maintaining $3,000 per match.
And if that is the decision of the board, that's the decision of the board.
Well, I'm saying that at this time, because going through the budget process, mm-hmm, without having this presentation in, it was moving forward to next year.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's some work to be done in terms of what other data can be presented, how can we reconsider this, what, mm-hmm, can we do differently.
Mm-hmm.
But with less than 2 weeks from that date,
mm-hmm,
it's a little difficult now, and I'm listening to see if commissioners have any additional comments regarding that.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I think for my part, I've always been under the impression, and maybe inaccurately, that once a match is made, services are provided with taxpayer money. But in listening to you speak, it sounds like services are being provided prior to the match being made. Is that accurate?
Yes, sir.
So if that's the case, then I guess my question would be, what services are being provided using taxpayer money? And what are we funding? If we,
mm-hmm,
if we don't fund it based on the match, if we were wrong in our thinking that that's when triggered, mm-hmm, services being provided, mm-hmm, then what services are being provided prior to the match that you're asking for money for?
Mm-hmm. And that, maybe that's where I'm coming with the request for that reconsideration of a different data set. Because you hit the nail on the head. Making the match is the very last step in providing the service that the county is going to contribute, whatever the amount that they have decided per child. However, that match still goes on. That match is still supported monthly, sometimes bi-monthly. There's contact. I stay in contact with the parent, the child, the volunteer, the school district. there's still support being provided to that match even after you fund the one match. And until the next year, if that match is still an active, healthy match, then you will most likely, when those numbers are presented and match numbers, will provide for that service again. So the services begin way before the match, and they continue long after the match, for as long as the children.
My question was, what services?
Yeah, I guess what we're trying to do is quantify.
Trying to try and quantify.
All right.
So we know what we're paying for.
Okay, good question. And I came prepared for that. So when a child is enrolled in our program, and I'm not talking about the kiddos or the volunteers or parents who are inquiring about what services. So in answer to your question, when a parent comes into our program, they enroll their child in our program. I sit down and I do an interview with the parent that can last anywhere from an hour and a half to 2 hours to determine the home, what is happening in the home. And I provide that parent with some prevention training as far as, this is our program, these are the kind of things that we will be mentoring, or the adult mentor will role model for your child. We are very anti-underage drinking, smoking. If you find pills in grandma and grandpa's bathroom, you don't touch those. Those don't belong to you. So the service in that regard is the beginning of prevention training for a parent. Then I have an interview with the child where I meet with them for 45 minutes to 2 hours, depending on the child's chattering, how much they want to share with me. I give them as much time as they need to feel comfortable to speak to me. And we go through an interview process where I ask them questions about their home life, and then we cover 15 to 20 minutes of prevention training. Whether or not the parent follows through with the, you know, finalizing an enrollment process, we still deliver the service of elementary prevention education to that child.
So how many enrollees have you had, say, in the past year?
It should be in my letter. Let's take a look at the first paragraph. And it should be in the original request that we submitted as well.
Is that what 10 youth inquirers and 23 volunteer inquirers, is that?
Let's see here. Of which, and then it says, I think it's...
7 are in the enrollment process.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then we still have the 7 littles who are waiting to be matched. So those 7 that are in the enrollment process, they will become littles. They will add to our group of littles who are waiting to be matched. And then another service we provide, and this is outside of the child or youth services, this is the service we provide to the community member who has come in and vocalized their desire to become a volunteer. I spend an hour and a half to 2 hours with a volunteer after they've completed all their application paperwork, authorized me to do a background check. I spend almost an hour and a half to 2 hours with a volunteer going through their home life, their abilities, their education, and at the very end, the last 20, 30 minutes, we go over prevention education regarding these are our policies, we are anti-underage drinking, underage smoking, firearm safety. So when you back to Commissioner Balsman, what you asked, those are some of the services that we provide to the individuals in our community, parents, children, and volunteers, long before a match is ever made. And then we provide training to our volunteers. We have a huge online training platform that's available to parents while they're waiting for their child to be enrolled, and the children, age-appropriate training for these different issues that are happening with our youth in our country right now. So whether that's vaping, whether that's the opioid epidemic, there is age-appropriate education for children to learn about not touching other people's medications. So those are some of the services we offer. And, you know, whether you would like me to get a list created for you of the various services we offer to the children, youth, and families within our community, outside of matching them, I'm happy to provide that list to you. So,
yeah, I think from my standpoint, we were trying to get some way of gauging or measuring how much involvement there has been in the program.
Mm-hmm.
There's certainly no question as to the agreement with the mission, the philosophy, and what's available in terms of what you can provide to these folks or these kids. I think in the past we were looking at match, as Commissioner Bilesman said, probably incorrectly in terms of trying to make a determination of where our tax dollars are going. I think for me it's been more enlightening to know how many enrollment processes you've gone through, and you do give us an objective number there. Mm-hmm. So I think we're trying to get to some way of approaching this and looking at this that we can maybe modify our thinking or come to agreements on in the next 2 weeks.
Okay. One thing I would like to make the board aware of, a couple of weeks ago when you were having your budget meeting, I was prepared to do all this, and then the location was changed. I actually came, and I'm like, where are the commissioners? So I guess that was, I didn't get the memo, and I had received the prior schedule. I was prepared to come and give you
and
all
you're
this
absolutely correct
okay.
there, and I take ownership for that.
Okay, and you know what? As a community member, we're having a conversation. I know that there is a process and a protocol for, you know, individuals coming from our community and asking for money for their programs, but I'm not here today as an employee of Big Brothers Big Sisters. I'm here today as a community member of Sublette County. We have an incredible community. And the fact that we don't have 10 or 15 or 25 kids in this program, that's a good thing. Because those kids that may not be coming into our program and utilizing all the great things that is happening in the program now, they are utilizing other resources in the community, whether that's through the school district. We have Gear Up. They address the prevention issues with those middle school, high school age children. So while I might have two middle school students who are waiting for Big Brothers, which by the way have aggression issues, I can't match those to a senior high school student because that student's not equipped to deal with a 13 or 14 year old young man that might have some behavioral aggression issues. However, we have resources within this community that are helping that child and that family to bring about the very best potential in that child. I don't compete with those programs. I'm there to complement, to coexist, and say, okay, I think my program can help, and when I get a referral from a vice principal or a school counselor, whether that be Big Piney or Pinedale, I really evaluate if this program will benefit that child or make it more complicated for that child given all the wonderful resources we already have in this community. So having said that, if it was about just making matches, I'd have those 10 matches. I'd have about 12 or 13, but that's not what I'm here for. I take more pride as a community member. I want to contribute to a healthy community, and I'm passionate about our kids in this community. And so having said that, I'm not going to apologize for the lateness of my request because I was prepared to speak with all of you 2 weeks ago.
And I'll take responsibility for that.
And I'm happy to be frank with you. I'm very happy and grateful for whatever the board decides. If you want to continue the amount per match up to a certain amount, I'm happy. I'll go with that. I just wanted to really let all of you know, as my community members, not as my commissioners, that great things are happening in this program. There is a need in this community for this program, but we have other resources in the community that I partner with those resources to make sure we don't provide that redundancy of services. So if you want to, I'm happy to give you whatever numbers you'd like or to give you more information, but.
Okay, I think I need to hear from the commissioners.
Hey, go ahead.
I guess just one thought I have in trying to look at this stuff. And I guess it's a question for all of us, because I don't know yet what I think the answer is, but could you quantify the services provided to the youth inquiries that are in the enrollment process? In other words, if we base our funding on the number of youth rather than the matches
in the enrollment process
that are in the enrollment process?
No, that are enrolled. So an inquiry and an enrollment are two different.
Well, you had 10 inquiries, 7 enrolled.
Right. So the 7 enrolled enrollments would be part of the services provided, not the 3 who didn't follow through or.
Right. So my thought would be, and I'm jumping ahead of the game.
So I'm thinking of the 7.
Yeah. And it says here 7 inquiries are in the enrollment process.
Right.
But you say they're not. They're really enrolled.
Okay, let's see.
Well,
that's confusing.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. So sorry.
Enrolled. I mean, I don't.
Well,
know
I think what
care.
She means by that enrollment, the enrollment process is trying to get them through the completion of being assigned to a little or a big. Am I correct?
Mm-hmm.
So you've got those that may not. They're what's holding them up, or what's held them up in the past, is not being able to find the suitable,
the right match.
Right match.
Well, are we talking about enrollment or inquiry?
Enrollment.
Okay. Enrollment, they are waiting to be matched. It's
right.
Not, okay, not finding a suitable match. We have volunteers. It's just matching them to the compatible big
suitable
brother
match.
Big sister.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So, Mr. Chairman, I'm sorry. So I'm sitting here wondering, those who are enrolled, actually enrolled, not inquiring,
mm-hmm.
but those who are actually enrolled, even though they're not matched,
mm-hmm.
what services are they being provided?
Okay. I addressed that about 15 minutes ago. We have a quarterly activity. Big Brothers, Big Sisters, we have two indoor, two outdoor. So maybe two indoor, more craft-based, instruction-based, two outdoor would be an excursion or an activity. Those littles who are waiting, I engage them and their families to come and be a part or to participate in those activities. I also reach out to them on a regular basis, letting them know that we have these other opportunities within the community. We've had a camp scholarship donated. We've had, you know, free ski rental at White Pine donated. And your child we'd like to offer that to your child who is waiting to be matched. And I do that in order to keep the parent engaged. Because even though the child has been enrolled, that parent, 6 to 7 months down the road, might decide, well, you know what, I've decided I don't want my child to be in the program. Well, it doesn't matter. In the meantime, I'm still engaging that child in any opportunities or activities that our two match littles are engaged in. So when we have those two indoor quarterly activities and two outdoor quarterly activities, those littles are invited. So that would be up to you and the board to determine, is that a service? Because the parents don't pay for that activity. The parents don't pay for that scholarship, but I don't want that scholarship to not be used just because the child isn't matched.
My suggestion would be, and we need to be moving along, my suggestion would be that we provide up to $3,000 per child that is enrolled up to a maximum of $30,000.
Mr. Chairman, last year we talked about placement. Now we're talking about enrollment and we're talking about inquiries. But in essence, we're talking about administration and training. Am I correct?
Are you making a statement or are you asking?
Well, I'm not sure what I'm making. I'm just saying in all the discussion here,
uh-huh.
we're talking about training children, training the parents, training
providing
everybody. That
some
costs
education.
Money.
Mm-hmm. Providing education.
Absolutely. So instead of putting down, okay, we're only going to pay if we graduate, so to
yeah.
speak, and we get somebody
right.
here, somebody's got to flip the bill to get them to that point.
Well, that's what
and
I'm saying.
And that's exactly what you said.
Yeah.
But I tried to simplify it. I'm sorry.
I couldn't
Mr.
make it
Chairman.
Any simpler than $3,000 per enrollment. That's pretty basic.
Listen, I've been doing so well today. So
okay.
I go along with you, yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I just wanted to reiterate one thing really quickly. We have other donors, partners, government entities, United Way. We have various agencies that fund or that provide funding for our program. I am still only part-time. I will probably stay part-time, but I have a vision for this agency in Pinedale. I see the need for a full-time director. I see the need for expanding to a small, nothing extravagant, mentoring center, because we do have kids. They need that one-on-one attention. They've been banned from PAC because of their behavioral issues. Or they may be on the high end of the autism spectrum, and that's too much stimulation for them. So I have a vision for this program, but I also see that eventually there will need to be somebody full-time in this program. I'm only part-time. And to be honest, my favorite part of this job is working with the kids and finding. It's fun to go out to my community and say, hey, I've got this child. What do you think? Do you have an hour a week? I love that. And so I see an opportunity for growth. I do have a vision for growth for this organization. So back to what you were saying, we do offer, we have that early prevention education intervention, I choose prevention, opportunity to educate our elementary children, because I think our middle school and our high school kids already have a lot of opportunities for education when it comes to prevention. So yes, we have the education component, but again, I'll take whatever the commission will give us. And all of our partners together, all of the individuals and stakeholders that contribute to this program, I could not do what I do without your support. And so thank you. I wanted to make you aware that even though we had the two matches and it was only $3,000 per match, I was still very grateful because it made a difference to those two kids. And back to quantifying, I can have a lot of people here at the general meeting, whether that's educators, vice principals, counselors, parents of kids who are waiting, but I don't think it'd be appropriate to have the little kids here wait because they're, you know, but I can have a lot of people here if it's about, you need people to come out of the community and say, hey, what has Big Brothers Big Sisters done for you lately? If that's what you're asking me to do. Okay. But I don't know that that's what you really are asking.
Well, I had a suggestion. I heard from Commissioner Rawhauser. You don't have any comments on the suggestion?
I was headed the same direction. I just wanted to be able to justify it.
Sure.
You know, that we're doing something for the... My only other question is, what are your other sources of funding?
Oh, let's see. Well, okay. Our other sources of funding, Town of Pinedale, Town of Big Piney, Town of Marbleton, Wyoming Community Foundation, United Way of Southwest Wyoming, State of Wyoming, we do get some TANF funding. Interestingly, I just had kind of a similar conversation with TANF because our funding through TANF that comes down through the county has been based on matches, and they see the value in the prevention education we provide and the time we spend with training these kiddos who are waiting and then opening up opportunities for them and to engage in activities. So they have just changed their way that they fund that we're eligible.
So are they basing it on enrolled youth or what?
They base it with TANF. It's those children that are low income, eligible for free and reduced lunch. So my children who are coming into the program, who are waiting to be matched, and they're eligible for free reduced lunch or other means based.
Okay. Got it.
They are eligible now for that TANF funding.
Okay.
Rather than just the one kiddo that was getting free reduced lunch. Now we have the three matches of which one is getting ready to be closed, but the other two, one is eligible for free reduced lunch. But rather than that money go away and not be used and go back into the kitty or go to another program, they have now broadened their means test. So those children that are enrolled and waiting to be matched who are eligible for free reduced lunch or whatever other means that they've qualified for, they are eligible to receive that funding. Let's see, who else? Oh, private donors. We have private donors in our community that contribute. And so, did I leave out anybody? Federal government, that money comes down from the Department of Justice, federal to the state, and then some of that trickles down to here in Sublette County. The money that's donated, those individuals that donate to United Way, there's an opportunity for Sublette County community members. You can mark on your United Way of Southwest Wyoming paper that you want the money to come to Big Brothers Big Sisters. The money that's contributed to Big Brothers Big Sisters comes back to Sublette County. So those are some of our donors.
Okay, so what I was trying to get to, a lot of our budget requests had that you would have a budget that mm-hmm. showed your sources of revenue.
We submitted that. We submitted
did
that
you already
early on.
Do that?
Yes, we did. We did that for the deadline. Let's see, back in.
So we had it before.
Sure.
Before
you have it. It's here somewhere. Carrie, I know Carrie has it. That shows all the. I thought I brought it with me just so. You do have, oh wait, maybe, okay, no, I don't have it, I'm so sorry. You have it, you have it, and it was submitted by the deadline back in May or whatever, and it lists that, it lists all of those partners and stakeholders.
Okay.
I don't need it for right now, we're about out of time anyway. If I'd had it ahead of time, I'd looked at it.
So.
Any comments from Commissioner Pickford or Noble with regards to my...
No, I think I'm looking at this as it's more of a budget hearing. We'll take it under advisement and we'll go from there.
Sounds good.
I think so.
And if you have any questions, please reach out to me. Carrie can reach out to me. I'm happy to come back and give you any particular numbers you want. Just need to tell me what you want from me.
Okay.
And I'm ready to give that information to you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you
for taking time to listen to me.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
We'll take a brief break before we go into our next item, which is executive session. That's an accident looking for a place to happen.
Where did you have your knee fixed?
Salt Lake.
Yeah, but at the Huffman Institute?
Well, yeah, I used to be. The doctor was part of the Huffman.
Mm-hmm.
And he's branched off now and has his own...
What was his name?
McGee.
Oh, okay.
Trevor McGee. And he was with Huffman. The first knee, mm-hmm. It was Huffman.
Huffman.
Second knee was the same doctor, just...
I'm going to see him on next Monday.
McGee?
No, the Huffman Institute.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. The doctor's kind of hard to explain.
Yeah.
He's been there for quite a while.
Well, this was a group of doctors that kind of all belonged to that. Yeah.
So, see what happens. I wanted to ask the question. She was here for the budget hearing. But the budget hearing wasn't here. It was in Big Piney.
Right, I think
is that what the, is was
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I think that was when we, that was our first meeting, had to be here, but it was scheduled to be at Marbleton.
That's right.
My guess is that's where, I don't know if she went to Marbleton and found out it wasn't there and then came, I don't know that fact, but that was a little bit confusing because we were told by Ms. Langford at the time that that first meeting had to be here.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Remember that?
Sure,
deal?
I do.
And it kind of threw things into a turmoil.
Well, I understand that, but my question is that it's only a 30-minute drive.
Yeah, I know.
So,
I know.
So it, how important is this? I'm sorry. I just... it's just another one of those programs. Mm-hmm. And the bottom
well,
line...
Well, like breakfast.
Well, yeah, yeah.
Sometimes you miscommunicate.
Yeah. But
I know where you're going. I know what you're saying. Sometimes it's what it is.
Well, I understand that, but
it's just like Matt Gaffney got a phone call from me last night when he was already closed his office down. Did you know that?
Didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
Did you call?
Well, Central Hill was after hours, and I knew it was, but I had to call you anyway just to get it off my mind.
Yeah.
Can you give this to Carrie? I think everybody signed it.
Okay.
So, Matt, what's the statute for personnel? I know we got the one for wages, but we're going to go wages and personnel.
A2.
A2?
A2 and
A10. A10. 10
for wages.
Yeah. Okay.
A2.
3? It's what would you say?
10 and 3 or 2. Oh, look at that.
16, 4, 4, 5.
A10 and A2 or A2?
AX.
10, 2, and 4, Dr. Pepper rule.
That's right. 10, 2, and 4, baby. A small sack of cashews, dump them in the tub.
No, it's A2. A3 is litigation.
Okay, A2. Okay.